Mishnah 1, Yesh Malin is a mikveh v'lo poislin. There are things which complete a mikveh but do not disqualify it. We'll see now what those are. Poislin v'lo malin, which disqualify but do not complete. Lo malin v'lo poislin. And there are things which neither complete nor disqualify. So what are they? And last one, Eilu malin v'lo poislin. These complete and do not disqualify. The following things complete and do not disqualify. Hashelik, snow, vabarad, hail, vahakfor, which he says as hoar frost. I think he means like a sleet. Vaglid, as, vamelach, salt, which is actually sea salt. Vatit hanarok, and also mud, which is very runny, like mud that's just completely runny, liquidy kind of mud. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, hi Rabbi Yishmael, dan kenegdi lomar. Says Rabbi Yishmael argued with me, and he said, Hashelek eino male es hamikveh, that snow does not complete a mikveh. Ve'idu anshe meidva, but the people from a place called Meidva, Mediva, Mishmoy said, She'amalehem tzuva vu shelek va'asu mikveh betchila, that you can go and bring snow and make a mikveh from the beginning. So they disagreed with that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says, even a barad kamam. He says, hailstones are like water. So, ketzad malin v'lo poislin, what does it mean? We've listed a whole lot of things that complete and do not disqualify. What does that mean? Complete and do not disqualify. That means, mikveh sheyesh ba'arim seh chaser achas, that if there's a mikveh that contains 40 seahs less one, so let's say it's 39, nafel mem seah lesoich, and a seah of one of these falls into it. So, for example, the seah of snow, ve'litu, and it completes the mikveh, takes it up to the required 40, nimtsu malin v'lo poislin. It completes the mikveh and doesn't disqualify it, even if it's drawn. That's the kiavya. Even if the snow is drawn, it completes the mikveh and it doesn't disqualify it. So you could get a bucket, go get a whole lot of snow, put it in, fill up your mikveh with snow, as long as it hasn't melted, and it's not water, and then the mikveh would be a kosher mikveh. Sure.